Extract from the abstract of a speech made in the House of Commons in favour of the Union. 18th April 1604. TNA Catalogue Reference SP14/7 FF99R. Ideas and possible objections for Union are expanded upon here. The first inducement to Union is from the great enormity of incursions, roads and spoils which were done on both parties, the realm of Scotland having been won 5 several times by our king on England. That both nations speak one language, are joined in one land, and most like in manners, form and all other conducts of any people whatsoever. That is unnatural and unchristian-like, that there should be wars and hatred between two nations that should be as two brothers in one island of Great Britain, and being one kingdom in language, should not be divided in government. Inferring that such an occasion of union could not be offered but by the special providence of God. An objection answered, that in this union equality was not desired but a conquest, by a fore-published proclamation. That the Scots, by consent of Parliament, granted their great seal for the confirmation of the marriage. All intercourse of merchandise and interchange of marriage was offered, and the abolishing of all laws that prohibited the same, or might hinder the amity. That the English would have the name of their nation, and the glory of any victory, and take the indifferent old names of Britons again. That they could have no safer defence in the marriage of their queen than to have England as their patron and garrison. That the abrogating and taking away of their laws and customs was not sought and intended, for there were in England diverse laws and customs according to the ancient use thereof.